Hold up.
Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough. I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us. Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is your girl, Tesla Figaro, on Straight Shot, No Chaser. Doing something a little bit different this week. I am on Straight Shot, No Chaser Live, is what I call it. And right now, I'm looking at all of my beautiful supporters on Instagram. You can find me at Tesla Figaro. My name is the same everywhere that I am. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, you name it, it's Tesla Figaro. It's only one. That is the name I was born with, my daddy's name. So you never have to worry about me hiding behind an avatar. I stand on what I say, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. So this week, we are going to drop a little game like I always do. Make sure you check out last week's interview with Dr. Lance McCarthy as he went into Black in Techs. In the tech industry, so you can figure out how to get that money in the tech field. We don't talk enough about the bag, and I want you to know that I also talk about the bag and how we get our money. Also coming up next week, did an interview with my son, the general, yesterday. Talked to him about all of the drama that you see him on Instagram. And so we had a wonderful conversation, a back and forth. I think we agreed to disagree. I'm not sure. You can check it out and listen and let me know. But for right now, I wanted to drop this commentary. I want to invite you guys, follow me on Instagram. If you want to see me record my commentary live from now on, I'll be doing it right here on Instagram, taking your feedback, looking at your comments, giving you shout outs as I can see them coming in the building. Shout out to Black Film Fam, Film Fan. Sorry, my apologies. Shout out to Dolly for Life. Shout out to PR Whisperer Jennifer Farmer in the building, who's really busy, but I guess she just chimed in to see what a girl is up here doing. I'm also going to set it up where you can call in and be a part of the show. And that also means clowns, too. Like if you really want to try me and have this back and forth verbal, I encourage you to call in to the show because the fam love when I chop you down. Speaking of that, make sure for those of you that follow me on Instagram, make sure that you go check out all of the characters that I dropped last week. A lot of folks didn't know I had a little bit of skit skills, a little bit of acting skills. But what I decided to do is there's so many characters that I run into in the comments, and they literally say the same thing over and over. It's almost as like they're reading a script. So I said, let me go ahead and make them characters. Let me make them characters so you can see what they sound like when I'm reading their comments. So we have four characters available. We have the coon, who's always saying that I must be supporting Trump. We have the clown. No, that's the clown that's always saying. The coon says that too. The coon. We have the clown that just makes up lies, doesn't read receipts, always saying, well, you must be supporting Trump. Then we have the white girl ally. And then we have the bro, the white guy bro ally. If you did not check it out, Instagram family, go look at it. It's hilarious. I have a couple of more characters up my sleeve. You can feel free to repost it when someone is giving you a hard time on social media. Use that post. Don't argue. I already laid it out and just tag them in and say, is this you? So I certainly appreciate doing that this week. Go check it out. It was a lot of fun recording those characters because I'm just petty enough to do it. So again, shout out to my Instagram family that's listening. Shout out to Tish. I see you, baby. You are always supporting and I do appreciate it. So let's get into this. I have I don't want to take up much of your time. I have a hit tonight on Black News Channel. On Black News Channel, make sure you check it out wherever you get your cable. Xfinity, AT&T, Dish Network, all has Black News Channel. You probably don't even know it's there. Look it up on your dial. Well, not your dial. It's old school. Look it up on your guide and you will see BNC. And that's where you can find me each and every day dropping this game. Now, I want to explain to those who really want to know what this infrastructure thing is all about. What is the argument about Tesla? And I keep hearing $6 trillion, $1.3 trillion or $1.5 trillion. I keep hearing reconciliation. I keep hearing I keep hearing infrastructure. So I'm going to explain it to you in a real simple way. And it's not a way that says, oh, it's too complicated for you to keep up. No, it's just a simple way for you to just kind of grasp it and also be able to explain it to somebody else. So we got Thanksgiving dinner coming up. We all know how black folks get down for Thanksgiving dinner. We have about 15 different sides that we bring. We got somebody that's bringing macaroni and cheese, but the cheese is all clumped up. She put it in the oven too long. She tried to do something different. You got somebody's bringing some raggedy potato salad. Everybody just say, just girl, bring it. When she say, well, girl, you think what should I bring? And we say, girl, just bring the rolls. That means that don't nobody like your potato salad. Don't nobody like nothing you put on the table. But we want to make sure you're included, so we tell you to bring the rolls. So anytime, family, somebody's telling you to bring the rolls, that means they don't want you to cook nothing. Don't touch the kitchen. Don't be around the kitchen. Just bring the rolls and keep it pushing. But the point of what I'm saying is Thanksgiving dinner has all types of sides and all types of meat. But the main meat is the turkey. Even if you're not a turkey lover, it's kind of odd to not have Thanksgiving without a turkey on the table. So I'm going to give you this this analogy. The turkey is infrastructure. Infrastructure in this country has historically been the one thing that Democrats, Republicans, moderates, whatever, can agree on. They always agree that, hey, if nothing else, we know we need turkey. The infrastructure covers bridges, roads. It's a job creator. It is something that is kind of justified in a conservative's mind to say, well, we could always repair that bridge or always repair that road. It makes sense in the budget. As long as it's not too much money, it makes sense. It creates jobs. So conservatives win, Republicans win, Democrats win. They get a job. Businesses get contract opportunities. So historically, that's always been, you know, kind of something everybody agree on. So just like in Thanksgiving dinner, of course, even if I'm not a turkey lover, it kind of makes sense to have turkey on the table. So turkey is on the table. Shout out to you, Jiffy Dance. Thank you so much for your compliment. She says I'm great at this. I am kind of good at this, y'all. So turkey is the infrastructure on the table. Democrats and Republicans agree. You remember Biden coming out saying, hey, we got a deal. We all agreed that Thanksgiving, we're going to have turkey. The first time ever, bipartisan agreement. Oh, we're all the same. Then you started seeing reports that say, well, not hold up, not so much. We don't know how much we really want to spend on that infrastructure. What's in the infrastructure? What's in the turkey? What kind of turkey is it? Did you order it from the store? Did you cook it? Did you smoke it? Did you? So there were a lot of questions about the turkey. They agreed that you need the turkey, but there were questions about, but what is the turkey? What is the turkey? Shout out to Got Get 'em. Somebody in the comments, please let them know this will be available on my Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. I am recording live for Straight Shot No Chaser. This will be available. You can share the link tomorrow by subscribing to my podcast. Now, we all agree on the turkey. The turkey has to be there. They finally came up with a price. They all decided, okay, cool. We know we're going to get the turkey. We know what the price is going to be. Let's move forward. Now, those of us, especially black folks, you cannot have turkey without the sides. What's the point in having Thanksgiving dinner with just turkey? If it was up to the Republicans, they would say, let's just have turkey. I mean, cool. Don't worry about if we got gravy. Don't worry about macaroni and cheese. Don't worry about yams. Don't worry about greens. Don't worry about. But if it's one thing black people know, it's how to get down on sides. Now, maybe y'all don't do sides the way black people do sides, but when we do sides for real, for real. Like the sides really is the meal. The turkey is just kind of there to just be the turkey. But in reality, especially in the black culture, everything kind of centers on the sides. Would you agree? You don't hear people saying, man, don't nobody make macaroni and cheese like Big Mama. Or don't nobody make yams like Aunt Joyce. Or man, Uncle Tommy put his foot in those greens. Is that true? Would y'all agree with that? You don't really hear too many people talking about the turkey. That's not the, it's the meat of it. It got to be there, but it's not the, in other words, I can just eat the sides. Usually when you're doing leftovers for days and days and days, you're usually eating those sides. Or you can replace the turkey with ham. Really don't make me no difference. But that macaroni and cheese for damn sure has to be included or there's no such thing as Thanksgiving. So the sides, y'all, that is the reconciliation. That's the reconciliation package. So you following me? So we have the turkey is the infrastructure. Everybody's agreed. We definitely want to have turkey at the table. The reconciliation package is the sides. Now, at first, Bernie Sanders came in and said, I want $6 trillion worth of sides. I want the yams. Y'all help me out in the Instagram chat. I want the yams. I want the a baked potato. I want smothered potatoes. I want macaroni and cheese. I want greens. I want peas. I want okra. I want dirty rice. This is making me hungry, y'all. all kind of sides. Bernie Sanders said, let's just put all the sides on the table. We don't know who did what. We don't know who cooking right. We don't know what's, we want the salad. We want it all. We want the dressing. That's right, family, the dressing. You got to have the dressing. Who has turkey without the dressing? So they put it all on the table. Baked beans. Shout out to baked beans. For those of y'all that can make baked beans, I make my baked beans kind of sweet. I don't know about y'all. Y'all like sour baked beans or sweet, but I'm a sweet baked beans. Somebody said Brussels sprouts. Love and Libra in the comments said Brussels sprouts. I don't know, girl. You can keep that. But she said she bringing sauteed Brussels sprouts to the dinner. But, girl, you can keep it. I don't know if I want the Brussels sprout. But it might be good. I don't know. Who's to say? We'll never know unless she bring it to try it. Deviled eggs in the building. Cabbage. I forgot all about cabbage. We got to have cabbage at the table. There is no Thanksgiving dinner. So y'all getting my point. The reconciliation bill is all of the sides together, and they're calling that human infrastructure, the human infrastructure package. Now, when you combine the sides and the turkey together, that is what Joe Biden has called the Build Back Better plan. You got to have both of these things together if you really want to host a good Thanksgiving meal. You can't have one without the other. The other complements each other. Like, for example, I don't like yams without macaroni and cheese, or macaroni and cheese without yams. They taste really good together. It's something about those two sides that just offset each other. The sweet sour, I don't know what it is, but macaroni and cheese and yams taste really, really good together. So I always look at those two things as they must be together. When you go to a soul food restaurant and you only get three sides, I'm going with cabbage, macaroni, cheese, yams every single time. So Bernie Sanders came in being the great socialist that he is and said, I want all types of stuff. Let's just give everybody what you should in a negotiation. You start out really high, like throw everything on the table and then let's kind of negotiate from there. So long story short, they said, OK, Bernie Sanders, you know damn well we're not going to give you all these sides. You ain't got the money for this. Ain't nobody just go cook it. Ain't nobody going to bring it to the table. You don't know who's going to pay for what, even though technically they figured out who was going to pay for what, which means I figured out, okay, Tish is going to bring the macaroni and cheese. Okay, Jennifer's going to bring the greens. Such and such going to bring this. Democrats really did figure out how to pay for it, but they just, you know, conservatives and Joe Manchin, President Joe Manchin, he just kind of likes to repeat the same thing over and over by saying, well, how are we going to pay for it? We already told you how we're going to pay for it. Jennifer's going to bring the greens. Tish is going to bring the macaroni and cheese. Somebody else's. And what do I mean by that? They were going to raise the tax on the rich. That way, the regular folks who are eating at the table never had to spend any money. They were going to raise the tax. So we already knew who was paying for the size. But again, they kind of like repeating stuff over and over, kind of like the clown. Make sure you go look at the clown character I made. But nonetheless, Bernie Sanders said, OK, we'll negotiate. No problem. No, Bernie Sanders is in charge of the budget. So he said, no problem. I'll get rid of all of these sides, but we're going to keep three sides. And the three sides are going to be dressing, macaroni and cheese, yams. You can take all of this back, but we got to have, you cannot have turkey without dressing. It's just impossible. And you have to have macaroni and cheese with yams. That's where Bernie Sanders came up with the $3.5 trillion. He said, this is it. This is the floor. If you're going to do anything, you're going to add in the greens and sweet potato pie and peach cobbler. But at the end of the day, you have to have dressing, yams, sweet potatoes. That's the $3.5 trillion, Joe Manchin, period. Well, Joe Manchin is saying, no, I kind of want to go with $1.5. In fact, he said today, I told Chuck Schumer, who's in the kitchen cooking, I told him in July that I only wanted $1.5. Meaning I already told him that I'll go with the turkey and the dressing, but I told him I was never with this macaroni and cheese and yams. So I don't know why he run around there acting like he don't know what I said, because I told him in the kitchen what it was. But Chuck Schumer in the kitchen and Nancy Pelosi in the kitchen, which is why they call them whips, whipping the vote. And Jim Clyburn, the whip, literally whipping, like cooking in the kitchen. Well, I know he said he wasn't with the yams, I mean the dressing, but we're going to keep talking to him and we're going to keep explaining to him how you got to have yams. We're going to keep explaining to him how you got macaroni and cheese, and maybe down the road he'll change. But Joe Manchin told us today, literally today, ain't nobody changing nothing. I told your ass when I came over here a couple of weeks ago what it was. He said, I am who I am. My voters know who I am. I've never been a liberal. I mean, he came all the way out. I've never been a liberal. My voters know I'm not a liberal. I wasn't a liberal governor. I wasn't a liberal this. I've never been a liberal senator. Y'all lucky I gave it 1.5, because really I don't even do that. I think that's too much. Translation, what he's saying is, you lucky I even came to the dinner, period. Don't act like you don't know me. I don't know what you heard about me. You can't get another dollar out of me. Y'all remember when I did that? No Cadillacs, can you see? The P-I-M-P. Manchin said today, I'm a pimp. Pimping since pimping, been pimping since been pimping. You lucky I showed up at the dinner, Bernie. The nerve of you. I don't even give nothing away. You lucky you're getting this. You better take this dress and keep it pushing. Cause I told y'all what it was. Now I know a lot of y'all mad at Joe Manchin, I guess I can understand why you mad at Joe Manchin. But truth be told, Joe Manchin holding it down. He holding it down for his people. He said, hey man, my people said they only wanted to do dressing and turkey. And here I done gave you macaroni and cheese and sweet potato. You better be glad. I don't give a damn about what y'all talking about on Twitter. Y'all can get mad all y'all want. Y'all can hold all the rallies y'all want. Shout out to PR Whisper in the building. She is one of the publicists with Reverend Barber who did the March on Manchin. And Reverend Barber said that he was going to go pray the hell out of Manchin and all of that. But Manchin said, ain't no hell getting prayed out of me. It is what it is. I'm a P-I-M-P. Deal with it. It is what it is. You take it, you take it, you don't, you don't. His pimp hand is strong. I actually kind of admire it, kind of low-key admire it. I wish somebody like that fought for black people. I really do. I wish somebody said, ain't nobody getting no dinner unless they pass the George Floyd Justice Policing Act. But I guess a girl can dream. I digress. So now we got the reconciliation bill. Folks ask, what's the reconciliation bill? Well, that's what they call the human infrastructure bill. It's covering child care, climate change. Can't throw the top of my head. Child care, climate change. A lot of issues that has to do with the lead, clean drinking water. There's a list of things that go into human infrastructure. One of the things that I really like about the reconciliation bill is child care, because single black households, single black women, single black fathers. That is an area that we really, really need help in. And I really like the child care proposal. I will break that down at another time. But definitely, I think that's one that we certainly will benefit. That's right. Thank you, Love and Libra, Few Community College, all type of stuff that we need. Now, what they're trying to negotiate now is, you know, when they're saying, well, how do we take out what's what? How do we know what's important and what's not important? It's kind of like what I said about the macaroni and cheese and the yams. I got to have the macaroni and cheese and the yams. So the negotiation now is when Manchin keeps saying, well, I don't want to talk about a number, even though he gave a number. He's saying, let's just talk about what we need. Convince me why we need sweet potatoes and macaroni and cheese. Because I'm going to say, because you can't have sweet potatoes without macaroni and cheese. Give an example. Infrastructure, the turkey. You can't send people to work on construction jobs if they don't have daycare. That's a simple example. Infrastructure, construction. You can't have people working lower tier jobs if they never have an opportunity to train for those jobs. That's where the community college comes in. Does that make sense to y'all? How they balance each other like a meal. Turkey, sides. Reconciliation is the sides. Turkey is the infrastructure. They balance each other when you give the full plate with everything on the plate. The argument is how much goes on the plate. And the next argument is when do we get the plate? That is what they're debating right now. When do we get the plate? They're saying we have to pass infrastructure right now. Don't worry about the size. We'll get the size in January. Now, what Manchin said today is, hey, y'all need to worry about the size. Get the size. Go back on the campaign trail. I'm going to give you turkey and dressing. And if y'all don't like it, go back on the campaign trail. Win some more races. Stop getting beat to death thinking that races can be won on Twitter, because they cannot, especially progressives. Y'all better learn that quickly. They cannot be ran on Twitter. So Manchin told y'all straight up. He told you straight up. You don't like it? Get your ass back out on the campaign trail and win something. Because I wasn't even supposed to do none of this. Y'all lucky I even showed up at the Thanksgiving dinner. That's what he basically said today. So the argument is now that they're still trying to figure out how much do we spend on the sides. That's still an argument. Do they go with the 3.5? Do they go with the 1.5? That's still an argument. But there's a second argument on, well, when do we get the meal? The Senate and the Republicans and Joe Manchin's like, let's just pass infrastructure. And Democrats, too, they're on board with this, too. By the way, they're using Joe Manchin as a front guy, just so you know. The ones that don't have the courage to tell you how they really feel, they're winning. They're using Joe Manchin as a front. I hope you guys know that. Anybody who watched First 48, you should know something about good cop, bad cop. It's very obvious. One of my sisters today said, oh, it's almost like Manchin got something on them. Well, everybody got something on everybody in Congress because nobody's hands are dirty. Manchin is just being used to be the front guy. So that's all that is to that. It's very clear and very obvious. I'll break that down on another podcast. So now it's saying, well, when do we get the meal? So with Nancy, what I believe predict is going to happen, they're going to pass infrastructure and they're going to say, we're going to get the sides in January. Now, progressives are like, oh, hell no. Y'all said when y'all was in the kitchen with Bernie Sanders and he was trying to figure out what's on the menu, Bernie Sanders and everybody said, well, I'm only going to vote for Thanksgiving dinner if you include, if you agree to bring everything to the table at once, the turkey and the sides. Bernie Sanders is saying, I've already went from $6 trillion to $3.5 to get at least the dressing, the macaroni and cheese and the yams. So I'll agree to this. But when it goes to the House, all that shit damn well better be on the table at the same time. Well, somebody in the kitchen pulled a okie doke. Now they're saying, well, let's just go ahead and bring the turkey out. And then we'll just get to the sides later on. Manchin is saying, get to the sides when y'all win some elections. Others, like Nancy Pelosi, which I believe she's going to say, well, you'll get the sides, you know, in January. You know, we'll get it down the road. We will get it before midterms, but we're going to get it in January or whenever. But we'll make sure you get it before midterms. Well, what progressives are saying is, hell no. Because we're going to look like we folding. We will tear this whole Thanksgiving down. Ain't nobody eating nothing. Unless it all comes to the table at the same time. They saying, I don't believe your ass. You said last time you was going to bring dessert. We waited and waited on you. You never came. Then when you came, you went and bought that store-bought shit and then tried to come in here and pass it off. Loving Libra DC in the building. She bought that store-bought peach cobbler and then came in here and act like, didn't nobody know. We knew that was, who make that store about Betty Crop, Betty, whatever, Sarah Lee. We knew it was Sarah Lee. Loving Libra DC. We know it's Sarah Lee. You didn't fool nobody. Just by opening it up and putting it in another. Oh, my cousin's in here. My cousin Patrice. She ain't no real cook. So I use her as a real example. She do the same thing. She try to make it seem like, you know, pass it off like it's somebody else. You know, just let me just take it out. Let me take it out the foil. And then maybe if I put it in this kind of foil, maybe it'll look different. And then I'll just put a little butter on the top. I'll just put a little butter on the top. And then maybe ain't nobody going to be able to tell no difference because once they taste the butter on the top of the crust, they going to somehow think that maybe it wasn't Sarah Lee. Girl, we knew that was Sarah Lee. Just going to say you just bringing Sarah Lee. So that's what Republicans are saying. They're saying, listen, man, we ain't falling for that shit. You said last time you was going to do that. And everybody on Twitter is already saying we folding. They already saying we ain't really about the business. So this is going to come down to calling somebody bluff. This is going to come down to calling somebody bluff. Progressives are saying you don't bring the sides and the turkey at the table. We shutting this shit all the way down. We shutting this shit all the way down. Girl, you don't cook everything. My cousin, but she cook everything fresh. Yeah, she cook everything fresh, but it's only about 2-3 items. It's only about 2-3 items. Shout out to my cousin. Y'all say hello to Patrice in the building. She cook everything fresh. It's easy to cook everything fresh and it ain't number 2-3 items. She be thinking the salad is fresh. Girl, yeah, it's a salad. I'm going to let Patrice live. But anyway, shout out to y'all, everybody listening. This is Straight Shot No Chaser live. I am recording live. You can hear this again tomorrow on Straight Shot No Chaser. Listen for your name being called out and share it with a friend. So progressives say, you know what? I'm not falling for that shit. Y'all played us last time. We know Patrice ain't bringing nothing. We know when she do bring something, she coming in late and then coming in here, strolling up in there, talking about what time, girl, y'all ready? Girl, we done already cooked. We done. I'll get that to me. My auntie say I do that. She say I come in grandstanding. She say I come in late. So I'll put that on me. She say that, but I know damn well it's almost over and I come in late. Hey girl, what y'all doing? And then ask my aunt, girl, did you put me a plate back? So that's me. I'm coming late. I'm late. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm saying, don't worry about it. I'm going to give it to you later on. And y'all know later on probably ain't going to never happen. We got a cousin named Sean. It never happens. Lying, Sean be lying. Oh, I'll be over there in a minute. We know his minute is never. So it's almost like asking Sean, depending on Sean, to bring something in January. So the progressives are like, hell no. We done failed for this shit way too many times. Our people are looking at us. We're losing people on Twitter because, you know, they progressives care about Twitter a lot. We're losing people on Twitter. Our base think we ain't about that business. So I'm sorry, Nancy. If you don't bring the whole plate, the turkey and the sides at the same time, we shutting this bitch down. Ain't nobody going to eat. Everybody going to go home. You're going to McDonald's. I don't know what to tell you. I hope McDonald's is open on Thanksgiving because your damn show ain't eating here. That's what progressives are saying. That is what you are about. You are about to witness to see who folds. Nancy is saying, oh, we're going to have reconciliation, but you can see it in her eyes when she said it just ain't going to be right now, though. You're going to vote for this damn turkey like I told you to. Because Nancy's a boss. Y'all don't, I know y'all don't like it. Y'all ain't got to like it. But she's going to remind these progressives who the boss is. And I'm kind of betting on Nancy. It's not that I don't want the sides. I want the sides. I want all of those things that I told you about. But I also can be an analyst and put my analyst hat on and tell you that more than likely Nancy Pelosi is probably going to win. And she's going to tell them, your ass is going to sit here and you're going to vote for this side turkey. And you're going to sit your ass at this table and you're going to sit here for 3 months straight and wait on me to bring no sides. Even though once 3 months from now, I done starved or I done went and got something else. I don't want no sides. That's who want to eat turkey and then get the sides 3 months later. Whoever heard of that? But Nancy's going to say, well, you're going to hear about it today. Today, you're going to hear about it. You're going to hear about getting turkey today and sides 3 months later. And if you don't, we'll just shut this bitch down. You don't have to worry about it. We'll run somebody against you. We'll do whatever we're going to do. Because if you don't like it, then you should have made sure that Bernie Sanders won. Y'all get it twisted. Y'all think Bernie Sanders is in control. Oh, the only thing Bernie Sanders control is his mouth and his Twitter fingers. But as far as Congress, oh, no. The moderators are going to show you who the boss is. Now, y'all can get mad and type in the comments and type your ass off. Should have been Bernie. Well, guess what? It ain't Bernie. And they're going to show you. They're going to show you better than they can tell you. And I'm not saying that because I like that answer. I'm saying it because you need to understand how politics works. You need to understand how politics works. And saying, well, shit, Joe Manchin going to have to pay. He going to have to pay for making us eat that turkey. Guess what, black folks? You're not even at the table. Oh, I'm preaching a word today. You're not even at the table. And I'm literally, that's not just a metaphor, y'all. Tonight, on Black News Channel, I'm talking about Cori Bush literally saying, quote, in unquote, that black people are not even at the table. Ooh, this is a hell of a podcast. Y'all make sure y'all share this with somebody. So you done doing all that hollering on social media. You doing all that hollering, but you're not even at the table. You're not even outside looking at the window. Do y'all remember, was it Color Purple? Remember when Sophia was looking through the window? Or was it Celie? When Celie was looking through the window and saw Miss Sophia shopping and looking through the window and wishing it was you. That's you. That's you, homie. You ain't even in the building. Ain't nobody saying, hey, no turkey, no size, no nothing unless we pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. No turkey, no size, no nothing unless we pass voting rights. No turkey, no size, no nothing unless we move forward with H.R. 40 for reparations. No turkey, no side, no nothing unless we reverse cocaine, the crack cocaine disparity. No turkey, no side, no nothing until we deal with housing. No turkey, no side, no nothing unless the Tulsa Massacre descendants get paid. No turkey, no side, no nothing until we take care of the hood, the middle class, and the upper class black folks. All classes. Ain't nobody saying that for you. But y'all think by typing about what Joe Manchin supposed to do and how he supposed to do and how he supposed to do. He don't give a shit about what Joe Manchin don't want your vote. He don't need your dollar. He don't need nothing from you. Why do you think you got clout in somebody else's kitchen? That's so confusing. It's so confusing that you think you can come over to my house and tell me what I better be cooking and how I better be cooking it and how I better have it on time. It don't make logical sense. It don't make logical sense. I mean, it's cool for you to be mad, but man, I salute a pimp when I see one. He pimping for his people. Who pimping for us though? Have anybody asked that question? Has anybody asked that question? Have you asked anybody in the Congressional Black Caucus, why are they only talking about Joe Manchin? Why is Cori Bush the only one saying what about black people? I want to know. How many contracts are we getting from the infrastructure deal? How many primes are we going to, be primes with these contracts? Are we going to be subs? If we're not subs, do you have apprenticeship programs so that we can learn to be the prime? Ain't nobody had none of them conversations because liberals, especially y'all far left who follow me, y'all love like just omitting the business part of it all. I'm going to say again, the devil is a lie. With this, all we got to do is tax the rich and all will be well. Them white liberals are lying to you. At the end of the day, you're black. Yes, we need to tax the rich. Yes, economics is an equalizer, but it is not the greatest equalizer when it comes to black folks. Because at the end of the day, America don't like rich black folk, poor white folk, poor black folk, middle class black folk, period. And so for those of you that come in my comments and say, you just a capitalist. How the hell am I a capitalist? I don't own No system. Black people don't own no systems. Being a small business owner ain't no damn capitalist. We're surviving. We're surviving. Shout out to PR Whisper in the building. We had a conversation a little while ago, and I was telling her all of the things that I've had to do to start my business, rebuild my business, start my business, rebuild my business. And she said, well, and I told her how stressed I was having a baby on my hip, you know, going through a divorce and on unemployment for $265 a week and having to start my business. And she asked me, she said, well, were you happy? And I had to sit back and say, because nobody ever asked me that before. And my answer to that was, I said, baby, I was surviving. Happy wasn't even a, that was the first time somebody, it wasn't even a thought in my head. There was no, oh, let me take time to be happy and me time and take a break. You know how y'all be talking about in the comments, oh yeah, take time for you and you need to look out for you. I had 300 employees that were depending on me to get paid every week. I damn near was in stroke mode. I had to teach my child, who was 4 or 5 at the time, how to call 911 because I had so much pain in my right arm. I was afraid that maybe one day I wouldn't wake up. I had to teach my baby, if you come in and mama never, if you keep pushing me and mommy don't wake up, you call 911. I taught her that. I said, open up the window, scream out for help. I had to teach my child how to get help in case I was dead. That's the type of pressure it is to be in business, to make sure that 300 people ate. And a lot of those 300 people had all the way from GEDs to PhDs to straight out the penitentiary. They were from everybody. So that's why when that clown, that white ally was coming at, she one of them. You damn right I'm one of them. I'm all of them. I'm an award-winning business owner. I got 2 degrees. I cover every side of the suites and I cover the streets. You damn right I'm one of them. And the nerve of you to come in here and pick out and choose who, what black person should be on what side of the aisle. The nerve of you. That's this week's commentary. Use it, lose it. Can't make you choose it. Peace.